God is pouring God's self into you. What happens when we don't let it pour out? We get to stinking. People don't want to be around us because we stink, folks. I'm not talking about that kind of stink, am I? But whenever we allow God's presence to pour out of us, when we're at work, when we're at the grocery store, when we're on the golf course, when we're in our boat, when we're on the football field, when we're on the softball field, wherever we are fresh. We are enfreshed and empowered by God's presence all the time. God continually pours God's blessings into our lives, and we have got to let that out. Remember that Christianity is not a religion, but a way of life, and the church is not a building, but the people, without our heart being in it. Why are you here on Sunday mornings? Well, Eric, I don't know. I just kind of show up sometimes. Shame on you. Shame on you. We're not here for rules and regulations and wherefores and shoulds and woulds and couldas. We are here for one purpose, and that is to focus on the Creator of all that is, all that ever has been, and all that ever will be, and give everything that we have, sweat and all, praising Him. Amen? That is why we gather here. Not to sing songs or not to hear a sermon and all that, but to give God praise for the life that God has given us, for the fact that we can have a relationship with the Creator of all that is because of what happened on Gethsemane. In Gethsemane, on the cross. Excuse me, I just ruined the whole point there. Do you understand what? Can you follow me? Jesus died on the cross so that we can have a relationship with our Creator that redeemed us. And now the Holy Spirit continually sustains us in our lives. And we are to share that love, share that hope, share that joy with everybody, guys. We should be here. I am free to run. We should be screaming that at the top of our lungs. It doesn't matter if you can sing or not. Why? Because it's the truth. You are free. You really are. I am free to dance. The Methodist Church has nothing against dancing, by the way. And if we read the Scripture carefully, some people didn't even dance without any clothes on in Scripture. Now, the Methodist Church probably would be against that. That'll probably be what everybody remembers when you walk away from this thing. No. Folks, Christianity is not a religion. It's a way of life. The church is not a building. It is the people. When you leave from this place, we don't have to do anything difficult. We just have to be the person that God pours God's self into. We just have to be who God created us to be. And it will naturally overflow into other people's lives. We don't have to work at it, folks. We just have to do it. We just have to do it. Remember that we are to honor God with all of our being and to give God everything we have because we love God and God has freely given everything we have to us. But God says, you know what? Without your heart, I'm not interested. I want your heart. I don't want your religion. I don't want your prayers and all that stuff unless I have your heart. Unless I have your heart. Let's pray. Gracious God, as we dig deeper in our lives, in your life, as we dig deeper, God, and try to understand what it means to be a part of your family, we just need your help, Lord. We need to understand that we are empowered in a way that is unbelievable. We cannot even fully understand the power that we have because of you, Lord, And we just ask that you allow that power to shine through us, that you fulfill in us, God, by allowing us and letting us pour out your presence into other people's lives, God. May we have that proverbial it in this church, Lord, so that when we go out, people will say, my goodness, my Lord, where in the world did you get that? What is that about? Dear God, we want that because we want to spread your kingdom right here in Warsaw. We want to spread your kingdom around this county and around the world, God. We know because of you that all things are possible. And we celebrate your presence in our lives. Give us the courage to be who you call us to be. In Jesus' holy name. And all of us said, I is the church. Amen.